AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A second round of rain is hitting already inundated North Louisiana, where flooding in some places is up to the rooftops. This is a small boat being paddled through floodwaters in Bossier City, one friend helping another evacuate. Three people have drowned in Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana. The latest Democratic debate opened with a pointed question from Univision's Jorge Ramos to Hillary Clinton over her handling of her email while Secretary of State.
There was no permission to be asked. It had been done by my predecessors. It was permitted. I didn't have to ask anyone.
If you get indicted, would you drop out?
Oh, for goodness. That is not going to happen. I'm not even answering that question.
The FBI is investigating the possibility of mishandling of sensitive information that passed through Clinton's private email server. Bernie Sanders, as he has in the past, declined to jump on the issue and change the subject.
There is a process underway, and that process will take its course. Today in America, the middle class is disappearing. We have massive levels of income and wealth inequality. Climate change threatens the whole planet.
Both candidates found agreement in pointing to GOP frontrunner Donald Trump as worse on immigration than either of them. An ambush-style shooting at a backyard party last night in suburban Pittsburgh has left a heavy toll. Allegheny County Police Lieutenant Andrew Sherman on what responding officers found.
At the residence, they found eight people suffering from gunshot wounds. Four of those people were pronounced dead at the scene. Four others were transported to local area hospitals where one of those victims died.
At least two suspects fled on foot. More than 3,000 visitors paid their respects to Nancy Reagan on the first day of a public viewing of her casket. The viewing continues today. This is AP Radio News. Just days after a woman identified only as Lindsay appeared before reporters in Cleveland thanking the family that had donated a uterus for transplant, this happened.
The Cleveland Clinic announced that the nation's first uterus transplant had failed. Their surgeons had to remove the uterus from the 26-year-old recipient because she had suffered a complication.
The AP's Lauren Neergaard reports the failed transplant was the first of 10 planned by the Cleveland Clinic in a clinical trial. The AP's Mark Smith reports Canada's Justin Trudeau is being honored with a White House state dinner tonight.
The president and first lady have only hosted 10 state dinners in their 7 years here. But tonight's will be the first for a Canadian prime minister since 1997. It's a reflection not only of the close ties between the North American neighbors, but also of the excitement the young Trudeau and his wife Sophie Gregoire have generated since his election last fall.
The Colorado lamb main course will be drizzled with Canadian whiskey. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.